I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Kane's restaurants of old. In 1978, when the two-story structure on the southeast corner of Fraley and Haines Street was raised, the Kane Republican reported that the sun has set on the Sunset Restaurant. According to the newspaper, the building was a landmark since the turn of the century, famed in the old days when it was Cadden's Restaurant. Thomas Cadden Sr. previously owned and operated the Centennial Hotel, and his wife Jenny conducted business at many area restaurants dating to 1906, later managing Cadden's at the Sunset location with her son Tommy Cadden. During the 1920s, Lawrence Grandinetti operated the friendly Grandinetti Lunch at 157 North Fraley Street and promised spaghetti made in the old Italian style featuring meals, short orders, lunches, and homemade pies. Open day and night, Grandinetti encouraged customers to phone him at 764, saying, "Give us a call. We will appreciate it." In the 1930s, a spaghetti dinner could be had for 45 cents. The Arcade Restaurant was one of Kane's longest-lived eating establishments. In later years, jovial Bernie Haltman had customers coming back for home-cooked meals and daily specials. The Arcade was also famous for its pastries, donuts, and rolls, and Haltman was Kane's reigning cake boss for birthdays and weddings for many years. Along with the Arcade, another stalwart of Kane's restaurant scene was the Hillcrest at 10 Greaves Street. According to a 1936 ad in the Kane Republican, the restaurant was noted for its delicious Swedish-American cooking and delightful cleanliness and service. Established by Selma Tunall, in later years the Hillcrest was owned and operated by Dave and Jean Guffey. Over the years, several of Kane's restaurants have been ravaged by fires, including Cadden's in 1917, the original Colonial Inn in 1958, and the Brown Derby in 1958. Dating to the 1920s, roadhouse-style restaurants drew large weekend crowds with steaks, music, and dancing. Clear's Longview Inn, later known as the Flaming Sword, was a popular site dating to 1929. In the 1940s, the inn was the scene of one of the most sensational armed holdup attempts in the area, when three toughs attempted a daylight holdup. The perpetrators picked the wrong family to mess with, as two of the three landed in the hospital. In 1963, Axel and his son Clarence Clear sold the property to John Grandinetti. In 1972, Kane Borough Councilman Richard Greville was killed while attempting to cross Route 6 on foot outside the Longview. In 1958, the Colonial Inn moved from Wetmore to a site directly on Route 6, where it was owned and operated by Herb and Annie Pearson. Introducing more traffic and parking to the area proved perilous, with cars speeding nearby on the highway. Colonial manager Annie Pearson was struck and badly injured while emptying an ice bucket near the highway. Closer to Kane, another roadhouse dating to 1932, the Brown Derby was the home of weekend and late-night hijinks for years. From polka parties and masquerade balls to jazz orchestras, Friday fish fries, and even Chinese food, the venue tried all types of cuisine and special events to draw in customers. In 1959, the restaurant was purchased by Joe and Gertrude Rawlick. Countless fads, fish fries, roadhouses, and cafes have come and gone on the hilltop, but the Texas Hot Lunch has proven the key to longevity is serving up the best hot dogs in the world. According to the restaurant's website, James T. Bichakis, who emigrated from Greece in 1911, purchased the Greek-American confectionery from his father in 1919. In 1914, the Texas Hot Lunch building was rolled on logs from the current location of the post office to its present Field Street site. Years of deterioration resulted in the building being demolished and rebuilt in October of 1993. The Texas Hot Lunch has been a family business since 1928. That is when two Greek brothers, Tom and Johnny, decided to sell Jim their business, which they had started in 1914. Jim ran the Texas Hot Lunch along with two partners, which included an uncle, Peter Bachakis, and brother-in-law, Peter Barros. In 1967, the Texas Hot Lunch was sold to Jim's sons, Terry and John. Terry retired after 22 years of partnership. Having two hot dogs all the way sounds pretty good to me right now, or any time for that matter. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.